of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, by Ozarks Healthcare, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. It's Liberty Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
The Nest. The Liberty Eagles will be hosting the Russellville Indians. JV moments ago picked up a win. And JV, boy, they're just rolling this
year. They are rolling.
And we've got, again, the Russellville Indians. They're 9-9 or 8-7.
8-7.
And they got some size, too, and, you know, just kind of watching them warm up. They know how to play basketball.
Yep.
So the Liberty Eagles will have their hands full, and congratulations, Colby James broke his dad's scoring record today, scoring 42 points in one game. That's a lot.
But it's still not what we've seen this
That's
year.
Right. What was the, how many?
54?
54, 56, something like that. So here's your starters for the Indians. We'll see Rhett Fisher. He'll wear number 1. Jack Lake wearing number 5. Justin Seaver, number 10. David Pistol, number 15. And Ian Larson. Where's number 35?
I would say Larson's what, 6'5", 6'6"?
Every bit of it. And he's got some hops, too. For Liberty, we'll see Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Carter Ellett, Paxton Hunter, and Drayton Wells. Liberty is 13-2 on the year. So, and Russellville, they're a 2A school. Fatima, you know, we've seen they beat Fatima. Fatima's usually a pretty good basketball program. So, Russellville will be in the blue uniforms. Liberty will be in the home whites. Drayton Wells and Ian Lanson will be out at center court. They're about same size.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all same, that Larson kid.
Tip's going to be controlled by Russellville. They're going to run a 4 out. There's a drive, kick, tip, loose basketball. It's going to be controlled by Russellville. Kick basketball stays with Russellville. Pistol tried to bounce it to Seaver. Parker Toon got his foot on it. Kicked in to Fisher. Out at the circle at half court. Looking inside, toss back out, at the wing, here's a drive, kick out, here's a 3, off the rim, no good, rebound taken by Russellville. They get it to Lansing, Lansing goes up, and in for 2. Indians on the board first. Looks like they're going to play a 2-3 matchup zone as well. Ellett catches. They feed it to inside. Back outside. Parker goes up for 3. Rebound taken and put in by Paxton Hunter.
And the foul.
Paxton kind of started that. I got tongue-tied, but Liberty kicked it into him, and Paxton kicked it out. 2-2. 6:54 to go in the first. And the old-fashioned three won't fall. Russellville comes up with the rebound. Fisher out top. Works it to the left side. Pistol. Out top to Fisher. Hand off to Lake. At the wing. Back out top. They run a similar offense.
They do.
Liberty does.
They do. Both teams playing that 2-3 zone here today. Starting.
Gets it to the free throw line. There's a kick out. Skip pass across. Inside, Lanson. To the corner. Here's a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Wells. Wells gets it to Parker, too. Bounce pass, Alex. Skips across to Ellett. Feeds it inside to Paxton. Double team. Paxton uses the dribble. Picks it up. Skips it out of bounds. Liberty turnover. Well, the Indians, Russellville, they're going to trap. You get in the corner.
Yep.
You guys, I mean, that's what we've seen so far. They're coming. They're trapping. 2-2 score. Baseline. Back to the wing. Three is up. Off the rim, no good, and Liberty comes up with the rebound. Alex, too. Alex drives, and he's going to be fouled. That'll be on number 10, I believe.
I think they got number one.
Yep. Fisher. Team foul number two. Inside. Up and in. Two more for Paxton Hunter.
Come off the screen there on that inbound. All alone there on the block.
5:10 to go in the first. Indians with the basketball. Nice spin-off move by Fisher. Drive, scoot shot up. No good. Rebound taken by the Indians. Kicks it back out. Drive, floater up. No good, but a foul.
Get Elliott on the reach-in, I believe. Yep. So that'd be Carter's first.
Team foul number one. At the line, Justin Siever. Shooting two. First one hits the front of the iron. He will get another crack at it. 4:58 to go in the first. Second one is good. 1-point ball game. 4-3, Liberty. Alex Toon out top. He'll be picked up by Fisher. Bounces it to Paxton. Alex Toon, a deep three. Goes up no good. Ellett with a nice rebound and putback. What is a deep three?
Wow.
Indians work it to the wing to Fisher. Fisher brings it out top, throws it down on the baseline. It's a turnover. Parker Toon comes up with it, gets it to Carter Ellett. Carter Ellett zips it to Alex. Alex feeds it in to Paxton. Back to Carter for three. Air ball caught by Jack Lake. Lake takes it all the way down. Scoop shot blocked out of bounds, and it stays with the Indians. And checking in, Andy Hickoff and Langston Ratcliffe. Number 11 and 20 checks in. On the baseline, trigger man will be Davin Pistol. Pistol throws it out top to Lake. Lake catches it in the corner. Dribble drive, tosses it to the wing. Here's a three, that's blocked. Oh, nobody, no communication, and a foul over the back. That right there is a play that could have been, but there was no communication.
Yeah. Yeah, Drayton didn't even see that the
marker had
blocked.
It blocked. Yeah.
So he was kind of looking for a rebound. and it was going to be 2 or 3 feet short.
First free throw by Lamison is no good. He'll get another crack at it. 6-3. Second one is up, and that one's good. 6-4, Liberty. Alex Toon out top. Carter Ellett uses the dribble, gets it to Paxton Hunter.
Ooh,
there he was.
The high-low.
Yep, it was there. Back out top. Carter Ellett gets it inside to Wells. Wells tries to feed it off, and he does to Paxton Hunter for two. I thought Wells was going to do a little reverse layup,
too.
But Paxton just kind of slid right there in front of the rim. He was wide open. Good look from Drayton Wells. 8-4, Liberty. Wide open three is up off the rim, no good. And a foul on Parker Toon. That was a little late.
Yeah, that was.
I don't know if that was a foul, Tyler.
I don't think so either.
But evidently, you know.
It was today.
It was today. Indians pull-up jumper goes off the rim, no good, and it's going to be run down by the Indians. Here's a deep three off the rim. That's no good. Another rebound taken by the Indians. Russellville gets it inside, shot up, no good. Paxton Hunter with the rebound. Paxton bounces it to Alex Toon. Alex feeds it right back to Paxton. Paxton goes up. He's fouled. He'll shoot two.
Good inside-out game there. And Liberty's, you know, Liberty's looking to get the ball inside.
Yeah.
Every point that Liberty's had has been from the in the paint or from the free throw line. No outside points at all but yet here today.
First free throw's good. Well, I mean, that's just where that's where your money's at.
And, you know, this team, as the year progresses, you're seeing more and more of that inside game starting to come to the top.
Yeah. Well, the outside game, I think, is there for Liberty, especially second free throw goes up. It's no good. 9-4, Liberty. Russellville kicks it out, now back into the corner. They're definitely running a four out. Five out, four out. Skip pass. Here's a deep three. Goes up, and it's in. Count it for Jack Lake. And the timeout called, 9-7. And Russellville with the timeout. We'll take 30 as well. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View. Park City.
All right, welcome back. And Cooper Holden comes in, also Blaine Altermat for Liberty. Paxton.
2 minutes left here in the first.
Wells out to Alex for a three. That's up, no good. Paxton Hunter gets the rebound, skips it across. Altermat gets a good-looking three. He drains it. 12-7, Liberty. Here's a three by the Indians. Goes up, no good. Kept alive by the Indians. Here's a short floater. Goes up, no good. Wells with the rebound. Gets it out to Alex Toon. Altermat. Paxton Hunter. Back to Alex Toon. tips it back to Alterman on the left side, back out top. High post, Cooper holding. Axton Hunter rolls it inside to Wells. Wells goes up with the hook shot and rolls it in.
Good move.
Yeah, don't give up on it. 14-7 Liberty. Drive by the Indians, shot up, no good, and it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Liberty. Cooper and Drayton kind of collided. Parker and Carter is going to check back in, or is Liberty going to play with seven? Yeah. Paxton will come out. Parker comes in. Indians bring it out top. To the wing. Deep three. Good. Count it. Rhett Fisher. 14-10, Liberty. Alex Toon gets it to Cooper Holden. Cooper gives it right back to Alex. To the wing. Altermat for three more. Off the rim, no good. Picked up by Rhett Fisher. Indians going to push it down the floor. Spots up for a three. Now they kick it inside. Shot goes up. Won't fall. Cooper Holden with the rebound. Cooper, Altermat. Parker, too. Parker goes up. Can't get it to roll.
Followed.
Followed up with a slam by Wells. 16-10. Bounce pass. At the buzzer. That won't count. So after one, Liberty 16 and Russellville 10. We'll take a 60-second break. Come right back. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
All right, welcome back. We'll have Cooper Holden, Alex Toon, Parker Toon, Lane Altermat, and Drayton Wells. And it looks like it'll be Fisher, Lake, Seaver, Pistol, and Lannison on the floor for Russellville, our starting five. So
what we've got? Delay going here.
The possession arrow, maybe.
Yeah, there wasn't no jumps in that first quarter. And they got the tip, so it should be Liberty's ball coming out.
Cooper Holden catches. Out top to Altermat. Off over to Parker. Parker feeds it back out top to Alex Toon. Alex Toon gets it to Cooper Holden. High post, Parker Toon, and Wells.
It's going to be a turnover.
Yep, it's going to be a turnover.
Good idea, but the,
oh, yeah,
the bounce pass didn't really bounce. It just kind of scooted and stayed really low.
I think it actually hit Drayton's foot. The bounce pass was hit his foot. And then 16-10, Indians. Oh, they get it inside. Back outside, here's a three, off the rim, picked up, put in by Landis. 16-12, just underway here in the second. In the corner, Parker Holden bounces it out top, Altermat, high post, and the fadeaway put up, no good. Wells couldn't get it to roll in. Indians will take it the other direction. Kick out. Back out top the key. Bounce pass inside. Turn around her. It's good.
Yeah, they've made an adjustment.
Yeah, they're going to feed Lannison, aren't they?
Yep.
Two-point ball game. 16-14 Liberty. And Liberty turns it over. Those long passes like that are easier to tip away. Lannison gets the rebound. Blocked by Wells. Picked up by Alex Toon. Alex takes it up. Shoots. Can't get it to go. And here come the Indians. Wow, going to pull up for three. That's off the rim. No good. Liberty kind of getting out rebounded here early in this contest. Scoop shot blocked out of bounds. Going to stay with the Indians. Ellick and Hunter checks back in for Liberty.
We get Parker Toon and Cooper Holden.
Liberty's had about a little over,
let's say Parker, Alex.
Liberty's had a week off.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it's probably been 10 days.
Marshfield.
That was a Thursday, so 9 days.
Yep. Indians out top. One-hander goes up, no good. Loose ball, and it's going to be run down again by the Indians. Well, they're getting all the loose balls. Inside, another loose ball picked up by the Indians. Here's a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound. Lannison out top. Here's a three. Off the rim, no good. Loose ball. It's picked up by the Indians. Liberty getting out hustled. Out of bounds. That'll be Liberty. Oh!
Wowza. I didn't see that.
I didn't either. So coming out is Jack Lake checking back in, Langston Ratcliffe for the Indians. Russellville, free throw line, spin, hook shot, up, no good. Wells picks up number two.
That's a tough matchup.
Well, did you hear their coach, you know? Their coach is solid. You keep going right at him.
Yep.
16-14, and Ian Lannison can tie it up with a couple made free throws. He can cut it to one if he can make the second one. Wells comes out with two fouls. Liberty's going to go a little smaller as Alex Toon comes back in. Second one's no good. Parker Toon gets the rebound. Gets it to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter goes in, shoots, and scores. Nice job by Paxton.
Yeah, Paxton's finding some success inside here today.
Loose ball out of bounds. It's a Russellville turnover. Alex Toon with the basketball out top. 4:40 to go in the half. High post from the elbow. A jumper off the rim. No good. Tip. And it's going to be controlled by the Indians. They feed it inside and quickly get it into Lannison for two more. He's got 6 points here in the second. Nine in the game. 18-16. Parker gets the double team. Kicks it out to Alex. Alex shoots the three. No good. Carter Ellett gets it. It's going to go out of bounds. That's going to stay with Liberty. Last touch by the Indians. Liberty looks like they're trying to force every, you know, just
Saturday games.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I've been off 8 or 9 days.
You know, there's no school. You don't get into a, you know, your body's not in a rhythm of, you know, a routine.
High post Ellett outside. Alex Toon for three. Off the rim, no good. Paxton Hunter gets the rebound. And he's going to be fouled on the floor. That could be two on Ian Lannison. Nope.
On 11.
It'll be on Andy Hickoff. lot of German families up in that part of the world, you know?
Yep.
Altermat. Baseline jumper, good for Alex Stewart.
I like that. The three ball's not falling.
Yeah,
get a little closer. Go in and make a 15-footer. And a turnover.
Yep.
You know, go in and make a 15-footer. Kind of get the rhythm.
Yeah. Just find it. Get
shoot,
to the line.
Shooter's got
to
shoot.
Yes, indeed. Alex has got to shoot. For Liberty to win, he's got to take shots. Altermat for three more. Goes up, no good. Nice rebound for Parker's. Parker goes up. It's blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Liberty. Lanson is a problem inside.
He is. He kind of does the same thing as Wells does.
Yeah.
You know, he may not block every shot, but he's altering.
He's just there.
He alters more than he, you know.
Carter. Ellett for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Alex Toon. Loose ball. Liberty turns it over. Indians. Oh, there's a deep three. Off the rim, no good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Paxton Hunter turns it over. Skip pass into the corner. Here's a three. Off the rim, no good. And rebound taken by the Indians. Out of bounds, it'll be Liberty basketball. You know, it's almost like both teams are wanting to play fast. They're just not capable of it right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, they're kind of going through the motions. You don't see either team shooting the ball very well. Either team's not playing very good defense.
A lot of turnovers. Altermat gets it out top, gets it right back. Gets it across to Ellett. Ooh, Ellett.
Yeah, he was looking for the entry pass there.
Liberty's running a high-low with Parker Toon. Ellett back off to Altermat. They get it back to Parker. There's the triple team. They get it inside. Two more for Paxton Hunter. ...22-16... Just under 2 minutes to go in the half. Liberty with the lead. Fisher. Tosses it inside. He gets it right back from Eckhoff. Lake. Kicks it outside. To the corner. Here's a three. No good. Oh! Yeah. Two Liberty players. Tangled up together.
Loses the ball, and then Russellville comes up with a uncontested layup.
22-18, Liberty. Alex gets it to Paxton Hunter, hits it from the elbow. Paxton with 13 points, and that loose ball, Liberty comes up with the turnover. Here's a three put up by Altermat. Outside. Alex Toon with the runner. Goes up, won't go. And another rebound. This one's taken by the Indians. Oh, driving. And a foul. Is that going to be on Ellett? His second?
No,
Paxton. Yep. That's Paxton's first, 24-18, 42 seconds to go. Cooper Holden checks back in.
He comes in for Altermat.
Inside, back outside. Here's a three. Off the rim, no good. Liberty comes up with the ball. 30 seconds to go. Carter Ellett drives, shoots, can't get it to go, but he'll shoot two from the line. I thought he was going to get that to roll in.
I did, too. He had a good lane there.
Mm-hmm.
Good decision.
And the foul is number two on Andy Eckhoff. In and out. No good. Carter will get another. Checking back in for the Indians, Langston Ratcliffe, number 20, comes in for Eckhoff. Second free throw's good. 25-18, 24 seconds to go. Liberty with the lead. Russellville with the basketball. Top the key, right out by the timeline.
15 seconds left.
Yeah. Now down to 10. They're going to have to make their move. Here's a drive. Exploder goes up, no good. Rebound. Taken by Paxton Hunter. Shot put up at the buzzer, no good. So at the half, Liberty leads 25-18. We'll take a break, come back with first half stats. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox, 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
All right, welcome back. Here we are. The Liberty Eagles lead the Russellville Indians 25-18. And, you know, Tyler, really, neither team's played that well. It's been kind of a struggle for both teams. But going through the scoring for Russellville, Rhett Fisher, he's got three. Jake Lake's got three. Jack Lake's got three, that is. Justin Siever with one. Andy Eckhoff with two, and leading the Russellville Indians is Ian Lanson. He's got nine. For Liberty, Alex Toon with two, Carter Ellett with three, Lane Altermat with three, Drayton Wells with four, Paxton Hunter with 13 first-half points. You know, Paxton's kind of been the guy, you know.
Yeah.
He's getting rebounds. He's getting points. He's kind of been...
He's just been a little more active. He's been the most active inside the paint. Therefore, I mean, any of those kind of jump ball that could go either way have went, more of them went his way in that first half.
Yeah. Well, and the one thing that really stood out for me is that Liberty needs to, you know, and you kind of touched on it. You know, Liberty's played several games in a row. They played a lot of games. And then you get this long layoff. And... I know, and other players have said this, and tell me if you can relate. You think you're really getting after it. You think you're really going, but you're not.
You're not. It's like you're it's like you're running in quicksand. It's like you are really, really trying, think you're accomplishing a lot, and you just, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you kind of fall out of game shape.
Right.
I mean, you're not out of shape, but, you know, you just haven't been there in 9 days.
Right. And I think Russellville has played 2 games.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, you know, they were able to get streets cleaned up or park it, whatever, but they were able to get a couple games in, where Liberty, we played on a Thursday night at Marshfield, and then the weather moved in, and
we've been off since, yeah, I mean, nine days, today's Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll see the second half, we might see more.
And we
tempo speed.
And you're seeing it on the shooting side. Any outside shots, I mean, Liberty's 1 for 11 from the 3 line, and Russellville's 2 of 16.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, you know, neither team is shooting the ball very well at all.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that, you know, the Paxton Hunter's having a good, you know, him and Drayton.
Yeah.
Drayton's got 4, Paxton's got 13.
17 points in the paint.
So, yeah, I mean, 17 of the 25.
Yeah. Hey, we'll take a break. We'll come back with the second half. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
To know weather now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
WHN Weather Center updating your forecast, and it would appear we're getting close to a warmer stretch of days, but overnight tonight, nothing warm about this. The overnight low at 5, and then tomorrow, partly sunny, high 33, 18 for the low temperature Sunday night, and then the new week Monday begins with 47 degrees. Same forecast for Tuesday.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howe County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613 to trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
Our city. Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and Part City Auto Parts. Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $32.99. Limits apply. Choose Syntec at Part City Auto Parts.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City! You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
When it comes to guns and ammo, some folks pay more than they should. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who shop at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. They know where to find great deals on firearms, ammo, and accessories. At Ozark Trading Post, you'll get quality gear at smarter prices every single day. So, save big, shop smart, stay local. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
And welcome back. 25-18 is where we're at as we get ready for the second half. Liberty will come out with their five starters. Parker, Alex, Carter, Paxton, and Drayton. And Russellville will come out with their five starters. Fisher, Lake, Seaver, Pistol, and Lannison. Liberty basketball. Start or no, Paxton was just trying to get the ball.
Hey, got, yeah, it doesn't hurt
hey,
to try.
Got to try. Teams will swap in, and the Indians have it first. They work it inside. Spin move, shot up, no good, and the rebound's going to be taken by the Indians. They'll kick it out. Dribble drive, back to the low block, kick out top. Oh, well, he didn't want it. He just ducked out of the way.
Yeah, he did.
Paxton Hunter takes it all the way down the floor for two more. 27-18 Liberty. Indians with the drive. Skips it to the corner. Dribbles in. Kicks it out top. Zips it to the wing. Indians will back it up. Screen set. And they'll feed it to Lannison. Lannison goes in. Wells.
There's not much you can do.
There wasn't much you could do right there. No, there was nothing wrong with what Drayton did. That was just Lannison had the position. And sometimes all you got to do, all you can do is just try to be in their way. Parker at the free throw line, back out top. Paxton at the wing, gets it back to Alex. Off to Carter. In the corner, Parker. Oh,
his kick.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I mean, he kicked it and it went off Parker and then out of bounds. But.
So Liberty basketball, Carter Ellett will inbound. Carter feeds it inside and it goes up. It's a loose ball and it's going to be gathered up by the Indians, doing all the way down. Up, no good, missing the layup. Rebound Wells. Parker Toon gets it. Alex, too. Parker for three. Up, no good. Ellett tries to keep it alive, but it goes to Rhett Fisher. Oh, that's a...
Oh, they're going to get a reach in. Oh, I thought that was... I thought he knocked it loose, and he carried it.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. Indian basketball, Pistol out top. Well, that's a good basketball name.
It is.
He drives in, can't get the scoop shot to go. Wells with the rebound. Oh, and Liberty kind of left their teammate all alone, Paxton Hunter, in the backcourt. Ellett for three off the rim, no good. And another, again, boy, Liberty still, they've not kind of come together yet. Going for the loose ball. 27-20 is your score, Liberty. Pistol with the basketball. He'll throw it out top to Lannison. Lannison takes it inside. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound,
good
Parker.
Good defense there by Wells.
Parker goes all the way down and in for two.
That's Parker's first points of the game.
Here's a three by the Indians. Count it. Rhett Fisher. 29-23. Liberty. Alex Toon out top. High post to Paxton. Gets it to Ellett. Back out top to Alex for three. Off the rim. No good. Fisher takes it the other direction. Fisher gets it to Seaver. Seaver goes high post to Lanison. Lanison kicks it out. Get pass into the corner. Caught at the wing. Back to the wing. Here's a three. Up. No good. And a rebound taken by Carter Ellett to Paxton Hunter. Paxton goes all the way in. He's fouled from behind. He'll shoot two. That'll be on Pistol. Paxton Hunter shooting two. 4:17 on the clock. 29-23 is your score. First one, no good.
Boy, Paxton's kind of struggling from the free throw line here today.
Yeah. Liberty, Paxton's kind of struggled the last few games from the line. Second free throw. It's up, and that one's good. Exhaled a big breath.
Yeah, finally. Three ball.
Three goes up, no good. Indians with the rebound. Here's another three up. That's no good. Paxton with the rebound. Long pass down the floor. Up by Wells. He's fouled. That's going to be on Jack Lake. And Wells will shoot two.
Big man ran the floor well right there.
First one's good. Coach Harrell, a little spirited pep talk. And makes them both. 32-23, Liberty. Bounce pass, it's caught at the elbow to the wing. Back to the elbow, top of the key. Back to the wing on the left side. Screen. And it's a turnover. Carter Ellett, he's going to take it all the way down the floor. Now he gives it up to Paxton Hunter for two more. That was a smart decision by Carter Ellett.
It was. He was going to have to kind of force a layup in traffic.
Three up, no good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Gets it to Alex Toon, 34-23. Paxton Hunter catches. He gives it right back to Alex Toon. Off to Carter Ellett. Inside, Wells. Up. Oh, he can't get it to roll. Indians take it the other direction. And is that a charge?
It'll be a block.
A block on Alex Toon, his second. Shooting two, Andy Ickoff. First one's good. Checking back in, Pistol and Fisher for the Indians. Second free throw is good. Alex Toon out top for Liberty. Inside to Parker and jump ball.
We'll stay with Liberty.
Morrisville's really packing it in.
They are.
And that gets Altermat into the ball game.
They get it inside to Paxton. Paxton goes up. It's a loose ball and jump ball. It'll be Indian basketball. Pistol takes it all the way down the floor, high off the glass, up and in for two. He just took it coast to coast.
He sure did.
Nobody stopped him. 34-27. Alex Toon finds Parker, back to Alex. Off to Altermat. Back out top to Alex. Parker for three. Off the rim, no good. Wells with the rebound and the putback. Well, just leaving him down there. You know, if you're going to shoot three, that's fine. But, well, when you leave him down there, it makes things so much better.
Yep.
And a turnaround by Landison.
Yeah, Landison with a quick two. Alex Doon hands it off to Parker, too. 36-29. 1:40 to go. Alex catches. Peels it over to Altermat. Parker for three. Oh, good.
Well, we ain't had many of those, Tyler.
No, Liberty had missed the last 10 three-point attempts before that one.
There's a drive and a blocking foul. Shooting two, David Pistol. Who's the foul on?
Number two.
Parker.
Yep.
That's his second. 1:25 to go here in the third. 39-29. First free throw's good. Pistol will shoot another. And that one is no good. Tipped. Altermat comes up with it. Altermat gets it to Alex Doon. High post. And inside to Parker. Oh, Parker can't get it to roll. Rebound, Lannison. Indians now are going to drive all the way in, shoot and score. That's Heckoff.
Yeah, Parker's had three or four of those today that just made a really good move to get to the rim and just can't get it to fall.
Alex Toon. Altermat. Parker Toon catches. Shot goes up and in for Alex Toon. That's a nice little set.
Nice little roll there.
41-32, 30 seconds to go in the third. Liberty with the lead. Russellville with the basketball. Pistol. Down to 18 seconds. Pistol off to Fisher. Right back to Pistol out top. Looks for a lane. Drive. Shoots and scores. He's got 5 points all coming here in the third. Shot at the buzzer, no good by Liberty. So after three, Liberty 41 and Russellville 34. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the fourth. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on 96.9 The Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
And welcome back. Here we are, headed to to the final 8 minutes of regulation, 41-34, Liberty. Liberty gets the basketball and starts fourth. Alex Toon out top. Now Liberty's just going to try and spread the floor a little bit. Alex Toon out top. Still with the basketball, gets a screen, feeds it to Parker. Parker gets it to Wells. Wells going to take it in, kicks it back out to Parker. Hand off to Alex. Alex Toon works against Fisher. Altermat catches. Oh, and a bad pass. We got a foul. Who's that going to be on?
Going to get on Parker.
Okay, that's his third. First team foul in the fourth. 41-34. Ratcliffe comes back out, and Jack Lake comes back in. Indians go high post, and they give it back off. They kick it into the corner. Here's a three. It's good. Seaver hits the three. 41-37.
Four-point ball game.
It's been hard to find buckets.
It's in the hole.
Paxton's going to drive, shoot, and score. Driving at the other end. That's charge. That's on Fiscal, his second. .640 on the clock in the fourth. 43-37. Fisher will stay in the backcourt and pick up Alex Toon. Alex takes it in, brings it out to Altermat. Altermat hands it off to Parker. Parker feeds it into Wells. Wells kicks it out to Paxton. Short jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Pistol. Pistol spins off back to Hunter, drives in, bounces it inside. Now he'll kick it out. Back out to the wing. Here's a three. It's up. It's no good. And Wells comes up with it. Wells gets it to Parker. Parker to Alex. Alex kicks it back to Parker. Parker gets the double team. Parker looking to make a, or Alex making a move. The one-hand floater goes up, no good. Alex wanted a foul, but they're letting them play.
They are.
Drive, shot goes up, no good, but it's rebounded. Lannison, and he's going to be fouled on his way up. He'll shoot two. Cooper Holden, Carter Ellett, get ready to check in for Liberty.
So we got to get Drayton Wells,
his third. 5:29 to go in the fourth. First one by Lannison is no good. Altermat and Wells comes out. .529 on the clock. Second one is good. 43-38. Liberty. Alex Toon. Alex hands it off to Ellett. Oh, Ellett had a lane. Gives it up. Alex Toon looks to take it in. His short jumper is good. There you go, Alex. That's a nice shot.
It was a good one. Timeout, Liberty.
45-38.
Going to get a 60-second full here.
We'll take one as well. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on 96.9 The Fox.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health.
That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
All right, welcome back. 45-38. And Liberty with the lead. Russellville with the basketball. Pistol goes out high to Fisher. Fisher off to Lake. Lake's going to drive in. Pulls up, shoots, rims out. Rebound. Parker Toon. Parker gets it to Cooper. Cooper Holden gets it back to Parker for three.
Liberty came out, switched it, picked up man-to-man here coming out of that timeout.
Inside. Loose ball, another turnover. Liberty comes up with it. Cooper Holden to Alex Toon. And Alex Toon has it taken away. Pistol drive. Oh, Carter Ellis will get hit with the foul. I thought he had a clean block from behind. Officials seen it differently. So number 15, Davin Pistol, to the line to shoot two. 4:16 on the clock. 48-38 Liberty. First one is good. Some substituting going on. Back in is Eckhoff. Altermat and Wells is coming in for Liberty. Paxton Hunter's coming out. Paxton's had a really nice game.
Parker Toon comes to the bench.
Kind of give them, I'd say they'll be on the bench for about 30 seconds, maybe 45. The second one is good.
I think they're going to get Pistol there on the...
Yeah.
Kind of a push there on the inbounds.
Now they're going to extend their defense.
Now go.
Ellett gets it to Altermat. Altermat puts it up and in.
That's how you beat the press.
Yep. Shoot a layup. Altermat now with 5 points. 50-40. Under 4 minutes to go. And Holden now will get hit with the foul. That's Cooper's first. Team foul number 4. Or is it 5? That is the team foul number 4. So
yeah. So they'll be shooting here on out.
Russellville with 2 team fouls, so they got a couple more to give. Skip pass, caught. And it's going to be a backcourt.
Oh, they said it was tipped.
Drive, shot up, no good. Cooper Holden, nice rebound. Cooper's going to push it, bounce pass to Ellett. Ellett goes up. Oh, he misses the chipper. The bucket counts. Yeah, because you can't hit the backboard. You can't slap the backboard. So would that be, that'd be Carter with the bucket?
Yeah,
right?
Yep. Ellis should be credited with the bucket there.
Yep. That's who they're going to give it to. All right. 52-40. 3:23 to go. Indians. The free throw line shot up. It won't roll. Tipped around. Altermat with the rebound. Altermat to Alex Toon. 52-40, 3:05 to go in regulation. Alex finds a lane, goes up, fit in for two. Nice
good
move.
Isolation.
Yep. Shot just inside the free throw line.
Tough shot.
Ooh, reckless. 54-42, 2:48 to go, and a 60-second timeout. We'll take one as well. It's Eagle Basketball on 96.9 The Fox.
Our city. Choose Rain-X Rugged XL Wiper Blades at Parts City Auto Parts. Their extra-large profile and premium features are made for all driving conditions. Save $16 when you buy a pair of Rain-X Rugged XL Wiper Blades. We'll even install them for free at participating Parts City Auto Parts stores.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City!
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
And welcome back. 54-42, Liberty. 2:48 to go in the fourth. It'll be Liberty basketball. Cooper Holden will inbound. And they get it to Alex Toon. Alex gets it to Cooper. Cooper gets it across the timeline, and it's a loose ball. Timeout. Timeout. That, see, that, I don't like that at all. There's an official right there by Harold. And I could hear him with the headphones on calling timeout. And he wouldn't give it to him.
Yeah, because they kept saying he doesn't have possession. Well, he's laying there on the ground holding it.
Yeah, so that's a Liberty turnover. High post. Spin move, shot up, and it won't fall. And rebound taken by Altermat. Alex Toon will get it across the timeline. And there's a foul. That's going to be on Rhett Fisher. That's his team foul number 4. So now Liberty will be shooting free throws the rest of the way out. Both teams will be shooting free throws now after another foul. Alex Toon into the backcourt. And there's the foul. So Alex will shoot 2. Alex has got 8 points. Most, I mean, well, 54-42, but.
You know, yep, Paxton's got 20. So.
Liberty, I think Liberty's average like 64, almost 65 points a game.
Yeah.
Paxton is going to check in.
I thought that put him. That should have put him into the shooting.
Yeah. Oh, there he is. Paxton Hunter put 2 more. 56-42 Liberty. And
I get Cooper Holden.
Well, they've been kind of letting them beat around on one another. Now
they're going to get ticky-tack.
Yeah. So shooting 2, Davin Pistol. First one's no good. 56-42, just under 2 minutes to go. Liberty looking to move to 14-2 on the year. Second one is good. Alex Toon gets the inbound. He gets it off to Paxton Hunter. He'll get it right back to Alex. 1:45 to go. Alex guarded by Rhett Fisher. Oh, he gets by him. And two more for Drayton Wells. 10 points now for Wells. Here's a three. Good. Rhett Fisher. And the timeout taken by, I think, Russellville. We'll keep it here during timeout. 58-46, Liberty. And Liberty's shooting the ball a little bit better.
A little bit better in the second half.
I mean, not, I've got Liberty for 1, 2, 3 threes made.
That is correct.
But 7, 8, 9. 17 points they've scored in the fourth. They scored 16 in the third. Only scored 9 in the second. 16 in the, so kind of on pace, you know. So it will be Liberty basketball. They lead 58-46. Cooper Holden will inbound. They get it to Alex, too. Alex gets it to Cooper Holden. Cooper gets it to Parker, and now it's going to be a jump ball.
It stays Liberty.
Yep. You know, it's Liberty's breaking the press, but it so much relies on catching a clean pass.
Yep.
And Liberty turns it over. Three is blocked by Ellett, picked up by Cooper, off to Alex. And Alex steps out of bounds. 58 seconds to go. Wells is going to check back in. Wells checked in for Ellett. 58-46, Liberty. Russellville Indian basketball. They get it in to Landison.
Oh.
And he throws it away.
Turned it over.
Well, I don't know why he's not attacking the rim.
I mean, he made a really good move to get to the middle and then just didn't even look to score.
53 seconds on the clock. I see there Liberty gets it to Altermat. Gets it Altermat to Alex Toon. Alex is fouled. Now Alex will shoot 2. 46 seconds to go. And Paxton and Drayton will check back in. First one's good. Parker will come out, and Blaine Altermat will come out. Second free throw is good. Alex makes them both. He's got 10 points in the game now. 60-46, Liberty. Here's a three by the Indians. In and out, no good. Wells with the rebound, gets it to Ellett. And
Liberty turns it over.
No communication. Nobody's talking. You know, usually you cry wolf. You know, there's a layup for Lannison. 60-48, 27 seconds. And the Indians will use a timeout. Again, we'll keep it here But, you know, I mean, you got to have that verbal communication.
Yeah.
If you're bringing it down the floor, you don't know what's coming behind you. You don't know if what's going on. Got to communicate. Now, next week, Liberty will be at Willow on Tuesday night. That game will only air on KUK. And then, I believe, Friday... We'll
go through a stretch of home games here.
Yeah, we're on the road Tuesday. And then I know next week, or not the week after, we play Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. We've got, of course, the Liberty Shootout Saturday, the 7th.
So we go at Willow, at Ava.
Yeah.
And then the shootout. And then it's like five home games in a row.
Well, that's going to do it. Liberty gets the win 60-48 over the Russellville Indians. And Liberty moves to 14-2 on the year. And it's conference games next week at Willow. And then Friday, we're at Ava. Friday night, we'll be on the Fox 96.9, of course. But Tuesday night, we'll be on KUKU. And then Saturday is the shootout, and I think we have four games that will be airing from the shootout.
I think Liberty plays Dixon.
Yep, Liberty plays state-ranked Dixon.
And then I'm not sure what the other part of the schedule is for that shootout.
Well, we'll have the Houston girls and I believe the Kabul boys, the Liberty girls, and the Liberty boys. That's the four games that we've got lined out. Going through the scoring, for Russellville, Rhett Fisher finishes with 9. Jack Lake finishes with 3. Justin Seaver finishes with 4. Andy Eckhoff finishes with 6. And Davin Pistol finishes with 8. And 16 for Ian Lannison and Langston Ratcliffe with 2. For Liberty, Parker Toon finishes with 8. Alex Toon, 10. Carter Ellett, 5. Paxton Hunter, 22. Good job, Paxton. Blaine Alterman finishes with 5. Drayton Wells finishes with 10. So Liberty 14-2 now, 60-48 over the Russellville Indians. And that layoff, it had an effect.
It does. And you could tell. I mean, it was just kind of getting everything shaped back up here.
Well, hopefully, I mean, it's going to warm up. It's cold right now, but it's going to get up to like 37 tomorrow, so we'll have more melting, and then Monday, 50. And so a lot of this remnants of snow is by the shootout, you know, it'll be hard to tell there was much snow on the ground at all. Well, for again, Dylan back in studio, Tyler, I'm Gary Lee. Liberty wins 60-48, and Tuesday night it's more Eagle basketball, but it'll be on KUKU 100.3. See you guys.